Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, another girl, Rhianna McCall, to tell us a little bit about her fringe show. How you doing today?
Kia ora, Candice. I'm doing well. Even though I'm just a girl, I'm doing well.
Exactly. Honestly, that's like an achievement in itself.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're out here fighting the good fight and putting together fantastic fringe shows, rumour has it.
Yes. So I do have a show on the fringe. It's called Toxic Shock Bimbo and it's a comedy show. So it's kind of like a mixture of stand-up comedy, some stories, some sketch, a little bit of improv and audience interaction, but not spooky audience interaction. Like,
right.
You know that type of audience interaction when you're forced into it.
It's like not sweating in the front row, like, don't pick me.
Yeah, it's not that. It's really fun and silly, and tonight is actually the first time I've ever performed it.
Yeah, excited. And what is the overall vibe for the show?
So the vibe for the show is basically around themes of likability or wanting to be liked, and then under that, I guess some maybe sub vibes. It's about feminism. It's about like body image challenges. It's about loving yourself. So that's the vibe. It's really camp and quite oversharing in, I reckon, a lovely way.
Hey, oversharing's my bread and butter.
Okay, so cool.
This like perfectly aligns. Very exciting. How long did it take you to put together these fringe shows? Because I've been to so many throughout my time, and every time I'm sitting there, I'm like, how do you do this? This is incredible. Insane.
I started working on this show in January of last year.
Wow.
So I was just doing, because I've done quite a lot of improv, but I'm pretty new to stand-up, so I was gigging a lot and getting material and practicing. And then last year, maybe in around October, I approached my friend Eli Mathewson to come on board as the director of the show, and he's just incredible. So since that point, I kind of had all of the material and we were like refining. You know, we were doing rehearsals and Eli would go, oh, that's a bit mid, and we'd scratch it off. It's gone from the show. So a wee while.
Yeah. And how did you find the switch from stand-up to improv, or improv to stand-up?
The switch from improv to stand-up was really hard. I don't know why, but when I'm in the moment, I find it very easy to be myself. But then as soon as I'm doing prepared jokes, I feel a little bit like, ooh, it's a performance. Yeah. this is so vulnerable. But I've been working on, like, relaxing and just, having more fun with it. And I've done it so much now that I do have fun with it. And if things go wrong, sometimes it's a beautiful gift. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
I am a really big fan of removing, like, the smoke and mirrors of the industry, because I think, you know, obviously it's really good to sort of put on a performance and, you know, make things seem a certain way. But at the end of the day, like, the person that's standing up there on the stage right now is a human, and they also feel nervous and they feel stressed and they feel insecure, and, you know, they feel the same way that you feel when you're doing something you love, you know? It can be intimidating. How do you go about navigating vulnerability but also making it funny? Because that's something you're really good at.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I don't know. I think you just need to almost make a contract with yourself with how much you're willing to share. And I think one thing that I noticed, I was really, really lucky. 2 years ago, I went over to the Edinburgh Fringe and I was watching maybe 3 or 4 comedy shows a day. And the ones that I loved the best were the ones where people were really sharing parts of themselves and being like a little bit gross and really vulnerable and really open. So I saw the worth in that. And I was like, you know what? I'll be brave and do that too.
Yeah.
So that's what I do with this show.
And we get to enjoy the treats of it. We're happy with this exchange.
Great, good.
Fair deal, I reckon. Give us the who, what, when, where of the gig.
The who, what, when, where, the name of the show is Toxic Shock Bimbo. It's on at Te Whare Orokotia tonight at 6 p.m. and tomorrow at 6 p.m. And the tickets are pay what you want. So you can pay $1 for a ticket. This coming to Dunedin Fringe for me is about getting the show on its feet and trying to have as many people see the show as possible. So honestly, get out there, pay $1 for a ticket. I do not mind. I just want as many people to come as possible.
Oh, yay. Cool Heart is just like one of my favourite things ever, you know, because it just increases accessibility so greatly.
Totally.
And we get to go out and see a fantastic show for whatever price we feel like putting forward.
That's
amazing.
The one.
Love your work. Love your work. Where can people keep up with the greatness that is Rhiannon McCall in the future?
They can keep up with the greatness at @RHI_McCall on Instagram. That's I'm a millennial, so I'm on the Instagram. That's my main form of social media.
Honestly, better than Facebook.
True, that's true.
Yeah. Legend, thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best for the shows tonight, and hopefully a few of the Radio 1 crew are going to be out there politely heckling.
Yay!
Politely heckling.
Can't wait.
It's part of our charm. And
this was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.